All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, of course, the countdown right now is for Super Bowl 52, but that doesn't mean that we cannot look ahead to this April with the 2018 NFL Draft. And today I'm going to be focusing on some quarterbacks that will or should expect to hear their names called very early on in the draft process. I'm going to start with Josh Rosen, the quarterback out of UCLA. This kid, he has a strong arm, and more importantly, he has the moxie as far as what it takes to be an NFL starter. My biggest question for Rosen, is he ready to be an immediate starter? Because, of course, you know, we understand the tenor of the current National Football League, and that's the fact that teams typically, when they draft a quarterback early, they want to go out there and plug him in right away because they want to see what he has. I don't think that Rosen's name is going to be on the draft board for long. You look at the Cleveland Browns, who have the first overall pick, in spite of the fact that Rosen has already said he doesn't want to play for them. It still remains to be seen. We also have the New York Giants at number two, and we also have the Denver Broncos at number five. And I think it's a situation, I do believe that Rosen will be the starter for the majority of the season for which team he goes to. If it's the Browns or the Broncos, obviously if it's the Giants, they're still going to focus on Eli Manning and probably have Manning groom Rosen for the next season or two. You also look at another Pac-12 quarterback in Sam Darnold, and Darnold really lit it up in 2016, but he took a step back here in 2017, and for my money, it came down to the fact that more teams had game film on Darnold. They kept him in the pocket more. Granted, he was able to scramble, but he got in the habit of trying to like force the football because he just believed in his ability too much. And sometimes, you know, you really can't do that. And I mean, we've seen how he struggled versus elite defenses. You go back to that Ohio State game in the Cotton Bowl, and I guarantee you a lot of pro scouts were watching that. Now, you look for Darnold. I look at the Browns, Giants, and Broncos just like Rosen, and I think it's a situation he just needs to be coached up a little bit more as far as getting the ins and outs of being a complete pro-style quarterback. And I put him in the same book with Rosen in regards to that he's going to see the field at some point in 2018. I don't think he should start off as a starter. Of course, it would be perfect for him if he went to the Giants because then the pressure really wouldn't be there at first because he can take the time to really, you know, pick the brain of a veteran like Eli Manning. But I still believe that he has a solid future in the NFL if he gets to the right team. Josh Allen from Wyoming. And now, coming into the 2017 college football season, there were people who felt that Allen was going to be the first quarterback taken, had a very down 2017. And I think what is making it worse for him is the fact that he had a down 2017 against mediocre talent in the Mountain West Conference. And because of that, I don't see Josh Allen as a first-round quarterback right now. I think he's got to look at round two or round three, but he will have an impact as a backup, at least in his first year, as he gets to familiarize himself with the nuances of the NFL. Now, Mason Rudolph coming out of Oklahoma State, he put up big numbers in the spread offense under head coach Mike Gundy. And, of course, the big thing, will he be able to make the transition to a pro-style offense? I look at the Jets at number six, and I also look at the Arizona Cardinals, because Carson Palmer just announced his retirement. The Cardinals could move up potentially to get a quarterback, and they want to start over, definitely, especially since they are looking for a new head coach. Baker Mayfield out of Oklahoma, and you just have to ask yourself, will teams be scared off by his size and his attitude? Baker Mayfield is 6 feet, maybe in like basketball sneakers, and it's, of course, he has a lot of cockiness, and he has a lot of, you know, moxie and arrogance to him, and it's kind of like, you know, Johnny Manziel 2.0, but he's a bona fide playmaker. But you just have to ask yourself, will he be able to make that transition to a pro style offense? I think Mayfield's going to go in the first round. I look at the Jets potentially. Like, I also look at the Buffalo Bills because The Bills are trying to, you know, keep the momentum going after making the playoffs this season. And on top of that, you know, we've seen that head coach Sean McDermott has been lukewarm at best to quarterback Tyrod Taylor. And then the New Orleans Saints, because Drew Brees is getting older. The Saints do expect to re-sign Brees, but I think it would be perfect for Brees to groom his successor. And I think that guy could be Baker Mayfield, because a lot of the things that the Saints do on offense fits what Mayfield can do. And finally, Lamar Jackson, the 2017 Heisman Trophy winner out of Louisville. And this guy is an athlete at the quarterback position, has a very strong arm, but it's all about, you know, getting adjusted to that pro-style offense. And will he be coachable enough to make that transition? And you just have to ask yourself, can Lamar Jackson become a franchise quarterback? And I think the best thing for a guy like Lamar Jackson, it comes down to the system that he is in and the offensive coaches, as far as their ability to coach him up, work with him, and develop him into a solid NFL starter. I don't see Jackson right now going in the first round unless something crazy happens, but I do feel that he will get his name called by round two. So that's going to wrap it up, and I'm going to have several more of these installments, as well as my written mock drafts leading up to the 2018 NFL Draft. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement here in 2017, or pardon me, in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign will begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from Conference Championship Sunday in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.